Jill Schlesinger is on the WBEN Lifeline this morning from JillOnMoney.com, her show, heard every weekend here on WBEN. The long-awaited return of Fed interest rate cuts seems to be coming this week. How long has it been? I mean, it seems like it's been forever.
Yeah, it does. And it was funny. It was exactly 1 year ago, September 2024, when the Fed started cutting interest rates. So they cut by a half a percentage point a year ago, and then they did two more after that. So there was one full percentage point cuts over the course of the September through December meetings of last year. And since then, radio silence, as we say in the business. So now it does look like the Fed is going to gear up to cut again. I think the question is not whether they'll cut. It looks very likely they will. The question is, will they go for the half of a percentage point or the quarter of a percentage point? Right now, I think odds are more of the quarter of a percentage point. Listen, I think the Fed's a little bit in a strange place. A year ago when they were cutting interest rates, they're like, fantastic. The economy's doing okay. We need to really look at inflation. Inflation's coming down. They were very heartened by that. Today, they're looking at cutting rates because the labor market has started to slow down significantly. But at the exact same time, inflation's starting to bubble up again because of those tariffs. So it's a sticky situation. I still think they lean to a cut, and I think that cut will be a quarter of a percentage point.
Remind us again, why did the Fed pause their rate cuts in the first place?
Well, you know, they did that full percentage point at the end of last year, and there was this thing called an election that occurred. I don't know if you guys heard about that. And so the election was happening, and as we got the actual news of what Trump era policies would mean, I think the Fed said, well, let's take a little bit of a break here and find out what these policies are and how they impact the economy. So you then had the announcements of various tariffs and immigration actions. And I think the Fed really got spooked. They were really concerned that perhaps those policies would cause inflation to rise. And so they wanted to wait. And, you know, to some extent, it hasn't hurt that much that they have waited in terms of the overall economy. It sure does hurt if you owe money on your credit card or you're going out to buy a car loan. But in the interim, what has happened is we do learn that the labor market has definitely slowed down. And, you know, we talked about this, that where the first 4 months of this year, the market looked like it was going okay, but the last 4 months, not so great on the labor market. So I think that's where the Fed really felt like it has to, I think that's what they'll do rather, that they'll step in and actually cut rates.
What's likely to happen once they do that?
So, I mean, it's kind of the good news, bad news. It's good news if you are paying interest on anything right now, right? If you're a borrower, you'll see slightly lower interest rates. And I mean slightly. Listen, if you owe money on a credit card, I don't think it feels that much better to be like, oh, I was at 22.5%. Now I'm at 22.25%. But, you know, really, come on, that's not going to help you that much. But at least directionally, you're moving in the right way. I think that if you're a saver, you're going to earn a little bit less interest on those savings and money markets and those CDs. And for mortgage borrowers, the interesting thing that's happened is that as it looked more and more likely that interest rates would be heading lower, we've seen mortgage rates go down ahead of these announcements by the Fed. And so it's not great, but hey, the 30-year fixed rate mortgage comes in at around 6.35% right now. That's the lowest it's been in a year, certainly a lot better than the 8% peak that we saw. So I think that that's how the consumer is really going to experience the rate cut.
On, you mentioned, you know, maybe not the best news for savers. I've been one of the people enjoying a lot of these high yield savings accounts over the last couple of years, Jill.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I've seen it over the last year or so, you know, start to, all right, all of a sudden that return is just kind of getting smaller and smaller and smaller. Should people just continue on with that? Or is there now a better move for people who have had money there to do after this maybe next cut?
You know what? I think this is a good question because I think that for many folks, as you said, you're very fortunate. I get it. And I think that if you go to one of those, let's say the aggregation websites, whether it's depositaccounts.com or Bankrate, that they pull together a lot of information across the web, right? And so you can go and you might say to yourself, hey, I kind of get a feel for what my emergency needs are. Maybe what I would do right now is if I could, maybe I'll lock in a CD rate And because maybe I know that interest rates are going down over the next year or maybe 2 years, maybe I can get a 2-year CD that is, you know, more like 4%, while my money market account is likely to go faster down to 3%. So again, you have to make a decision based on what your situation is, how much money you have. But if you go to one of these aggregation websites and you know you don't need that money for a year, or maybe you've got a kid in college and you start buying some CDs that basically finish up right before you have to actually make a big payment. This, I think, is a very good idea. It's sort of like proactively, like, let me make sure I keep getting that nice interest. I can't afford to really invest this money right now because it's either my emergency reserve or I know I have to pay a bill. But if you can sync up when you need the money, then you can maybe get squeeze out a little bit more interest. And as you know, Brian, you know, when you do that, it's not like you're making a ton of money, but it feels kind of good. It certainly is better than those 0% days, right?
It feels really good, Jill. I have to say,
it definitely does. You feel, I mean, I wish I listened to all that interest that you can collect and will help me buy a bottle of scotch for one of your coworkers in your Rochester market who made me wager with him on the Jets and the Bills, which obviously I lost. I knew I was going to lose. I said, what's the line? He goes, oh, my sports guy says 6.5. I said, I'm losing that bet. I know I'm going to lose that bet. So anyway, right now I got to send this guy a bottle of scotch, Scott Spezzano at the Buzz. I got to go send him a bottle of scotch right now. And I wish I had that extra interest, you know?
Yeah. Well, just, you know, next time. When this matchup comes around again in a few weeks.
Yeah.
Just learn your lesson.
I need 20 points.
Jill, thank you. Jill Schlesinger, Jill on Money, every Monday morning with us right here on WBEN.